Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Lisa. I decided to start the calls again, whether I'm on it alone or not. No longer matters. It's Tuesday, July 5th, 2016. I will be on for 2 hours. I might do 1 hour now and 1 hour later. You can call in at area code 646-787-1542. Again, this is Lisa of Lisa's Humane Life. I've been 3 weeks off. I decided to come back. I paid for it myself. And in all honesty, this is for me because we are in our last of the last days. And they have made it obviously clear to me that I'm not going to make it. I'm getting severely disabled. My research is almost is about done. We're all that's left in a human age, and I emphasize human, of a genocidal darkness. I've been a harbinger of truth. I've tried. I started my website in 2012, I think it was, and it was the first time I logged into Facebook sometime that year, and I had learned that Facebook is part of this agenda, and it's going on oligarchs, and I tried warning TIs, and they do not listen. They're also making predictive programming money over there. So everyone that's on Facebook, if you're targeted and you're on there just gabbing away about whether it's about the targeting or about what you're going to do next or just anything personal, you're feeding the beast. This is a beast system. BEAST, the beast system. You know, I'm done with these TIs that want to argue about it. I get what's going on. They're being controlled in their mind. Thoughts are being put into their mind. Psychotronics. They can't think straight. And it's very easy to say, no, this is, you know, okay, I know what it is, but this is evil. There's no other way about it. This is pretty evil. It's a nation of high treason traitors. This is worse than high treason, what's being done to targeted individuals. I have figured out as a corporate whistleblower and workerman's comp claimant, my wrongful death claims, opened them up to what they really were, murderers for money. And who was behind Bethlehem Steel? Besides one of the top 10 law firms in the country, Whiting, Taylor, and Turner, right out of Washington, D.C., that's who they hired to, quote-unquote, destroy me. And that's what happened right before my court settlement meeting, which they were probably watching me with satellites and eavesdropping on me with the NSA. And that is right, came right out of Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you, Julia Visanche, for WikiLeaks, or I wouldn't have known that inside Baltimore was a find them and fry them 9/11 going after truthers. Find them and fry them. By the time I got out of town, my neighbors, and I have photos that I should upload. And I'm pretty sure I did a few years ago that clearly show they kept pulling out a grill, big grill out on there and laughing at me with their little kid. And the whole neighborhood's turned against me and they're taking houses over. And I'm getting military weapons shot at me with drones swarming around behind them. While my neighbors participated, zooming in and out of my driveway every night and taking orders from the sky, taking the military grade weapons out of their trunks, shooting them at me. That was a former Marine. Taking over my cell phone. I wasn't on the internet for a few years there. By the time I got down to Florida to recoup something of life, I find that my whole house was surrounded down there the first couple of days I moved in. I found myself crawling on the floor for 4.5 months. I've got spooky people chasing me around that look like they're not from here. I mean, they were super controlled from the sky. I would almost have to say almost unworldly in a sense. But then again, they had shot it all into me too. That's why I was crawling on the floor, taking cover anywhere I could, under dressers, you name it. And I'm tired of these thoughts being projected into my mind. I don't think like that. And that's also what's going on. Also, their papers clearly match everything that's being done to me. The Joint Targeting Task Force, it shows that NORAD and NORTHCOM, with DARPA and my labs, and NASA, and Grunford, and Raytheon, Lockheed Martin handed it over to Raytheon in case you didn't know, are shooting painful nano sensors into victims as their small drones are going by, so that later the big drones can go by. And in the meantime, the UAVs that are hovering all around us in the skies can target us, you know. And they also have UASs, which are satellites. The UAVs, the hoverers, are now classified as drones. So NORAD, NORTHCOM are sitting inside Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado, which is also where they're the CIA and all are underground, supposedly. That's the one with the blue horse, I guess, Colorado. It's all fortified up there. Do you know why? That's the safest, one of the safest places to be with the Planet X system and pole shift that's about to hit. Must be nice. See, we're dealing with, they're doing all this remotely. They're controlling everybody, neighbors, whomever they feel like. I'm pretty certain now from what all I've listened to and read that anyone that works for DARPA and all of them, they're all completely controlled. All of them. I have to agree with what I've seen on the streets. Florida is really good with their NSA, and they look like they're right out of a comic book, nothing funny. I don't know what to call it. This system can make you want to laugh, cry, you name it. You know, then they even came up with the Belligerence Act a few years ago. Anything to get somebody on air so they can make their money. And they're making trillions and trillions, billions. I know it's almost $1 trillion. You know, anything you read online, just figure it's old news or it might not be right. It's got to be in the trillions that they're making on us. My goodness, they've spent trillions and trillions just building underground facilities to hide themselves. They're hiding. And there's not that many of them. That's why they got to control everybody to do it. Where is all their military coming after us? Other than the weapons of massive destruction that are above me in the skies. And did I mention towers as well? I was never an activist prior to all this happening, but I became one. I won't go into why, but I did. I'm angry, and the world should know what's being done to targeted individuals. What they did is not just indirectly, we have synthetic bio warfare in us with micro nanochips. Can you imagine? So, you know, all the detoxing in the world just doesn't seem to help me. Now and then, it just depends. I, quite honestly, this psychotronics is a little hard to deal with. But that's what they wanted. Their three main objectives was to hit us with psychotronics. The next was end times. And if you look at the statue of Constantine, he looks just like a Sumerian. Eyes are big and bulgy. You know, it makes me wonder, were they hybrid? Were they machines? You know, were they can't be real. And big eyes, it's strange. But, you know, that was back in the day when we had those that were written about were in the Bible, but they took them out. The giants, the Book of Giants, the Nephilim, the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim. They were all the children of the fallen ones. That was under Enoch and early Christian. Let's go back to earlier Christians, the Gnostics. Well, they talked about archons and a computer that came in and was a blasphemer of God, also a mind parasite, which almost sounds like a little, it's round and it's an embryo that's not formed completely. And they've even mentioned grace. And that's what a lot of people are saying now. I had a gray. Excuse me. So it's been very interesting, to say the least. I'm trying to act like I'm not heartbroken. I am. this is heartbreaking. Then I could stuff, they zoom over and around, and I get images flashed into my head. Excuse me, I'm getting my lungs shot to death. I get chemicals and biologicals. They've made me so sick I thought I wasn't going to make it. And they give you a day to rest up so they can shoot at you more again. The whole system is I'm probably, because I started a call, I'm paying for it, I might add. But they robbed me of millions. And when I tell you that, I can say that with my hand to the good Lord. I was robbed of millions of dollars. I was also robbed of my pension. My husband worked really hard for that for 30 years. He was my name was the only name on it. And at almost $2,000 a month in pension alone. And then they turn around and disable you and toss it at you. And then every month when you get your crappy disability check, you're treated as if, well, it's time to attack you more. How dare you even think of going to get some food? Because then you're attacked even more. This is the Luciferian agenda. They're not normal. We are normal. Us TIs are normal. Right? You know, they're not normal. They should have been put away in prison a long time ago. And they say the PNAC group is behind this. That's the neocons. That was listening to JB, who's really good. She's over at YouTube, and she's on oathkeepers.org under Jade Helm. And in case you haven't figured it out, TIs are Jade Helm, regardless of whether you want to believe it or not. They've got us under Jade Helm. That started in 1997 that I'm aware of. And I'm from up around the D.C. area. So I heard as a teenager up that anything they say they're going to do, they're already doing. Anything they claim they're doing it for is being done for way more than one reason. They know how to say it. They can suck the blood out of a turnip in many different ways. And they do. And they don't care. Obviously, they don't care who it is. You know, this was the 4th of July weekend. I didn't get to spend it as I'd like to. Instead, I spent it and shot at 24/7. I am shot at. I'm shot at today, 24/7. I'm kept awake all the time. I have no sleep in me. If I'm not having a panic attack like the unglorious whores would want you to, then they will purposely vibrate and shake me anyway just to get me to have one. They think they have a right to control my bowels and urine. No, they do not. So again, we have nano sensors that are being shot into us. It's very painful. The ones that feel like needles going in are very painful. They'll shoot it into my knees, my kneecaps, the bottom of my feet. They also do exotic warfare. This is not experimentation, and if it is, I'm sorry, they call it warfare. You can look up Cheyenne Mountain, Skynet. This is predator drones out on us. Can't see them during the day, they're cloaked. But this is what they are, and their job is to commit as much carnage as possible. And they can take their time because they're making big money. Two of the CIA torturers were making $81 million a year. You can find that story over at the ACLU. It's really sad. I read the ACLU, believe it or not, was started by them. So, you know, and I don't think it's Amy Goodman whatsoever. I think she just doesn't know. Anyway, before I get started talking about the human map terraining of Jade Helm, I'm going to take a couple-minute break, and I'm going to come back with some very important, significant news stories. And then we'll talk about, we're going to spend the last hour talking about the hour and a half about the human map terraining and the Jade Helm slow torture killing of innocent civilians. I'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, I'm back from break. This is Lisa of Lisa's Humane Life, and we're going to talk about Jade Helm tonight. It directly reflects those that are being targeted. This is a neuro net, and they set up the internet just to come get us. They did 9/11. NORAD was involved, NORTHCOM. All the command centers, everybody. Just figure everyone was involved in 9/11. And it's because it's right over our heads. We're on borrowed time. It's end times for us. They're inside various places around the world and here, including Colorado, in the Dumbs. It stands for Deep Underground Military Bases. A lot of people have been killed over it. I'm being targeted, and I feel I have nothing, absolutely nothing to lose, not what all's been done to me. This is autonomous warfare tech. It's Pentagon. Your Pentagon is doing this to you. Your Navy is doing this to you. Your Air Force, your Marines, your Army, they're all doing this. We can be here talking till the cows come home. It is them. Your neighbors are being controlled. I learned that a few years ago from Alfred Webbery as I was watching it go down before my eyes, realizing it. Now, Homeland Security is all of them under one, and that does include your so-called cops out there. Some have chosen to remain faithful to the Constitution and to the American citizens, like Oath Keepers, which I have joined. Other than that, we're in a lot of trouble. They were hired purposely. I was there. I watched when good cops were all fired, failed swoop, their words. And they brought in the kind of cops, they said, that had no problem putting Americans on a death list. And this is a slow kill death list. Some are getting soft kill. You're very lucky. The rest of us, I don't know about you, but I'm getting butchered to death. And there are others around this world going public with getting butchered. And I'm one of them. Mine was due to a lawsuit. Bethlehem Steel Sparrows Point, Baltimore, Maryland, sent my husband to his death. They knew equipment was going to blow. And so they sent him while the rest of them hid behind dirt mounds. From that point on, everything was my fault and his fault. And yes, they were inside shock trauma when I got there. They took a guy over there. Now, I'm going to leave it up to God. I don't, and let me tell you, the God of this world is the devil. Again, the God of this world is Satan. It's in the Bible. I don't know why I didn't question that growing up. Maybe I did, and I can't remember right now. But that's the truth. So the God we've been praying to is not the God we thought it was. So I'm just letting you know. Maybe you can, we're on borrowed time. I would strongly suggest you fast run some research on that. And then it's up to you to pick the right name. I don't know anymore. I'm praying to the creator of this universe. I no longer know, to be honest. And I will leave, before I end this call, I will tell you what happened to me last week. Problem is, I don't know if it's real. See, my problem is, I am told that when a spirit comes to you, you ask, are you real? Are you of God? And I've been asking that, and I've gotten nothing in return. So, you know, I don't know what to say to that. I'm going to just answer my own questionnaire and assume that it was psychological warfare. This is where they're at. You understand? Our country is filled with worse than high treason. Way worse. So the Pentagon right now, and I'm going to tell you now, this came out June 8th of this year. They started this on me in 2005, right before a settlement meeting where everybody, if they were eavesdropping on me, and they were, knew that I was going to say no. Actually, I was going to say hell no and walk out, because 99.999% it was their fault. I had the proof. I had OSHA. I didn't need any more proof, but all my lawyers were being bought out. And I would even say at one point, probably blackmailed. But the last lawyer, ding, 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 they made it good with that shyster, J.D. Miller, in Towson, Maryland. And he robbed me blind. I hate to say that even the shock trauma head doctor was researching my husband while he lay there on a 1 to 3% chance. Ironically, the sickest, most injured human being on the face of this earth. He went down in global history. Did I know globalization, New World Order, under the PNAC crowd was going on? No. No, gee, I didn't. But everyone around me was just out to rob me, strip me blind, rob me of everything. In the meantime, I'm getting these strange panic attacks. I'm getting something happening in my left knee. And I adamant, I had drones going over me, hitting me then. I'd bet on it. So anyway, I just had no doctor could understand what was wrong with my knee. Well, by the time I got to Florida years later, running for my life, they're out and out tasering my knee. Out and out while I got air and ground stalking going on. You have to understand, they want transhumanism. They don't want it. They got it. That's air stalkers. They're transhumanists. They're not all human. They're robotic choice. Did they shoot it in them? Was it injected in them with this synthetic biology? I don't know. My guess is yeah. They've got tattoos that are into their skin. Again, this is all in Revelation. There's something I didn't get to check into where it's got to do with the middle of their forehead. That's exactly what the fallen ones did thousands of millions of years ago. A million plus years ago. Same thing. They had the nanotech all inside their bodies. And they were controlling ships with something plugged into the middle of their brain, their forehead, and their hands. So that's the mark of the beast, I believe, in the forehead and the hands. Whomever wrote that knew what they were talking about. Was it thousands of years ago? You know, sadly, I don't know. They've lied so much. If you think they haven't had their hands in the Bible, just check out Constantine. And don't buy the story that he had a vision while in the battlefield, because he, number one, he looks like he was a giant and a Sumerian, if you look for his statue. He crowned himself Christ. He was into Mythos, whatever it's called. They were major pagans. They left drawings behind on walls, and it clearly shows that the early Christians were pagans. Masochists. I mean, they were pagans, Freemasons, and they went on to become the Pope. And under Constantine, he hired a group, a council, that he ordered the Bibles written. Now, he killed one of his sons and one of his wives, among many. He was a mass murderer, and he wanted to continue his empire, and so he had no choice but to pretend to be a Christian. Because most of his citizens were becoming Christians. He needed them to get up and go to battle. On were Christian soldiers. And they've been killing people ever since in the name of God and Christ. So that's what's going on there. Because he did go on to become the first pope. And of course, and then it's powerful. Well, just imagine that Rothschild is their banker. Is that something? And also the crown. And the crown, it rules over the queen. And then you find out Britain owned the U.S. Nobody told us. They say that was what the Revolutionary War was about, but we didn't actually win. And that they threw at us the Declaration of Independence so we'd feel independent, but we never were. So now World War II, and Britain loses to the Nazis. If you can remember, Britain was losing, and the U.S. stepped in. Well, the U.S. stepped in, all right, for Germany. And years later, Kennedy Jr., who was going to go back and get George Sheriff. He's a sheriff. S-C-H-E-R-F. They're not Bushes. They were born in Germany. They're Nazi Germans. Hoaxofthecentury.com. Great site. Get a cup of coffee and be prepared to have your socks knocked off. So I rebuke and I renounce this country for all the, I don't know what to say. So many lies. It's a mountain. And I do these calls in honor of George. He was my husband. I knew him from the time I was 4 and a half. I donated his medical records to the military to save lives in Iraq with no idea that there was a depopulation under Jade Helm, under the worst scenario of they would put me on this and brutally butcher me to death 24/7. I was on the internet, college. That's basically all I used it for. And I got my instant messaging put on second day. I'm taking a break thinking, I think I'll try it out with my college friends and a girlfriend that's married down the road. Well, that didn't work out because two unknowns came over my internet and asked me, what did I think of 9/11? And they threw it into Google. And that obviously was NSA and DARPA and my labs and everything else. And they are advanced so much so, I've heard insiders go from 500 years in the advance to 1,500 plus years in the advance. I have to agree. They say that 85% of alien abductions are more than likely DARPA. I've been going through a pure hell over on my end because I don't know in these last days if they really are the fallen ones. Are they the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim? Is this holograms? With the electromagnetics, it is perfect to supposedly bring spirits back. And these are demons with CERN. These are demons. I'm getting burned all the time. If I'm not getting burned to death, I'm getting butchered to death in my legs and feet, which look heinous. They have shot 60 pounds into me with their laser beams that I tried to stop and I couldn't. I'd feel my body swelling up every night. My legs and feet are butchered so bad that my legs are ready to blow. When I walk, it feels like my legs are going to break off of my feet. Again, I was not an activist. This is what they did to me. Bethlehem Steel goes through Wall Street, and it went straight to J.P. Morgan. And I have also since found that more than likely, Rothschild is actually holding over for J.P. Morgan. So that's who I ended up suing. They murdered my husband. And then they sent this AI system to control everybody around me, to put me on a belligerence list, to put me under NDAA, to make me look like I was dangerous, while they're sitting there at computers just pushing buttons. And I understand they do know. And so there, you can forget at the higher level, as several, three, four now that have said that I believe. I have sat here and had my pineal gland shot out over and over again when I try to get saved. I have had I've had them shoot straight into my left lung area, my left chest. I've had them shoot straight into my private areas. This is how they treat a widow who donated her husband's records to them. Now, there's another insider that says that he was invited to go underground. And they all went underground in 2013, March. So if you see anything that says they are going underground, they're already under there. They've been under there. They're not. This is what this is all about for the coming catastrophes. The nano, I read, is self-replicating. And I hate to say it, but they are hoping it'll self-replicate after the event that's about to happen and eat all of the humans up. They wanted to destroy us, so it'll self-replicate. Well, I think all them FEMA camps is just for whatever bodies are left. I'm being honest and brutal at this point because I'm being brutally attacked, and it's time people know the truth. this is Super Soldiers. So it's Jade Helm with Super Soldiers. That's right out of DARPA. Also, I told them to F their cells yesterday, to be honest. I've had enough. This has been going on for me since my lawsuit. I was supposed to win. Just imagine what I would have won up against J.P. Morgan underneath Rothschild. just, I mean, you know, with a 99.9 case evidence solid, it was them. It was their fault. They killed my husband on their property. So what did they do? They got the Navy and the military after me. I'll never forget it. Military coming after me. Three states until it mounted up to the CIA. Went from Fort Halliburton, Fort Aberdeen, Maryland, where all these satellite drones, UAVs were coming out of, and on the ground chasing after me. Everybody pointing GPSs at my home. Everywhere I went, people treated me like I was dangerous, and I'd look up and there's a camera. I'm 5'2". I mean, my size foot was always like a 6.5, 7. Now, God only knows. I can't even get in my shoes. It is that bad. This is Jade Helm 2 and 15 and now 16. And it's AI, which is artificial intelligence. It's AGI. It's numerous other things like Law S. HSCOI, it's mastering the human domain, that's online and off. They created the internet, it was through CERN. CERN is 666 is their logo. These people are Luciferians, and if they're not that, they're Satanists. There is a difference. You're better off getting that explanation from someone else, because as far as I'm concerned, they're all one and the same. There's the most heartless, cruel, evil, pure evil, unadulterated. You run out of words. You know, they're straight out of hell. If this isn't a purgatory, I don't know what is. And it's all been turned against good people. I look like an insurgent. I've been probably classified, and I'm probably top of the red list. I have been to the point where the psychotronics had me online doing things I did. They were using us. The AI system. And if you're hearing voices, it's just a damn computer. And that's all. They want to send people around. What they're doing is when somebody's zooming up the road, AI is using synchronicity to figure out as someone's going by to use their energy to target you. Are some of them working for them? Maybe. I don't think many, though. You see, there's not that many of them. That's why they're doing this remote control. And while we're doing this, we should be preparing for what's about to happen. Because we're going to have some massive land separations. Major strains on all fault lines is going on right now. They're calling for major separation of land. Prepare for the worst. They're having emergency meetings everywhere for this occasion. While we're being tagged like animals, I've had my sheep, even my teeth shot out while driving. They've got special op teams here from the Middle East to supposedly assist the U.S. in a war for the NDAA, that's National Defense, and more. So they've already got German troops here, Chinese troops, supposedly now Middle East. So it's going to be a battle at the end, which is what these powers that should not be, these freak elites, want. They're even saying to quick build a Faraday cage with a metal trash can and cardboard for EMP pulses that they're expecting because of this Nibiru Planet X dark star system. And it's here. It's not coming. It's here. It's more than one. It's seven planets, plus they have moons. And it's really big. Huge. I've looked out the window some days, and I can see it out there. Then there's a huge gas object. I'm assuming that's Hercules or Regicina. I'm not sure. But it's mainly called Imaru. And you deserve to know. It's called the Imaru system. Nibiru is six of the seven planets. So you got seven planets with moons. Nibiru is huge and has several moons. It has a planet that a moon, and the moon has a moon. And then also with Imaru, you have, and that's a dead dark star. That's our second sun. We were not told we lived in a binary two-sun system. No, because had somebody known, they would have figured out, I guess, this, you know, what was coming along down the pike. And maybe we could have had a chance to try to survive. But you still might have a little bit. You don't want to go 4 weeks any more than 4 months without any food and water. You don't want to end up in a FEMA camp, do you? Because I'm not. Don't have to come lock and loaded for me. Of course, they're already lock and loaded on me. So what's it matter when you have weapons of mass destruction, when you, and you have biological warfare shot into you? It doesn't matter. So this is our diabolical New World Order. It's their use of more than just directed energy weapons. They're also using kinetic weapons on us. That's when an inside of the house and the outlets get hit every direction. And when they charge by and statically, they can just shoot away in America on innocent civilians. They are psychopathic, sadistic killers. Earlier, they were putting something dirty into my head regarding my female dog. Well, I wanted to hug her. That's nothing new. I can't even look at a man's photo or just drive down the road and look at a guy and penises being placed into my head. I was married for a long time to my husband. Again, I donated his records to them. After that, the rest, actually, I'm sorry I did any of that. Anything I do is none of their damn business. However, they're watching everything we do, you know. Everything. Thanks to the smart dust they dumped on us, everybody's being 3D. Isn't this wonderful? Does it get any better than this? Well, it does, because then the drone papers reveal how faulty intel is assisting with a secret kill chain to mark suspects and civilians for death. No, I'm one of them. And it's not faulty intel. Under the neocons and Bushes, this was turned on purposely to go after human beings, animals, that explains our pets, and even the Earth, if they felt like it. Now, the mapping of the human terrain is enabling the kill chain. It's the Wilcox kill chain. It's named after some bastardly general. So the DoD's Jade Helm is 2 and 15, now 16. This is all synthetic biology, AI killer global info grid under Promise software. Well, it's more than that now, way more. It's Network Sentry and Raytheon and OCOM, BBN Tech with DARPA, and they're eliminating the genocidal food chain. I'm one of them. Really nice, isn't it? Course, they're using, thank you, Elena Freeland and others. This is Chemtrails and HAARP. It's more than just that. You know, think cloud computing and everything else with cell phone towers and cell phones. So, you know, the predatory drones under Bush increased the kill chain as well. And this is all central to their transhumanist depopulation agenda. They wanted a zombie nation for mind control so that we would be just mind controlled straight into their order of chaos to end times while they're all cushiony underground. And let me tell you, they are heavily fortified underground so that nuclear, I can't think of the numbers now, but it's unreal what they can survive there. Isn't that nice? And the Rothschilds and who else was it? Is one of the most powerful families as well. And the same ones that owned, was it Monsanto, number two? They've even got all kind of, they've even paid for the food and all. Well, and the seed banks. Guess who really paid for all this? We did. So we made the wealthy wealthier. The billionaires became even bigger billionaires. So, and they're all up there giving each other patches, remember, under Bush and all? Yeah, we're dealing with diabolical. So the truth on the AI satellites is that they're supercomputers, and it's on humanity under Bush. They say he still might rule this country with Rothschild. Who knows? Secret space weapons program. That's who your gang stalkers are. After that, I don't know if they got synthetic biology in them. Or their microchip, but there's something heavy going on there. So anyway, I'm going to read a little bit out of the Human Map Terraining. I think it's something that needs to be out there. Oh, and so you know, Google, which is DARPA and my labs, under a deep link, I found that they are Google stalking for covert NSA research funding. And that's again under the Wilcox kill chain list with satellite human map terraining. There's other whistleblowers for that too. And this gang stalking Skynet is doing a sick, asylum styled AI steroids. It's like a beast. It's a beast system. I like to plug again hoaxofthecentury.com. That really knocks your socks off when you find out that your country is nothing but a bunch of Nazi pigs. And they really are. You need to read that. They never hand, they didn't, let me tell you, you see Bush over there in a Nazi Navy outfit, and then you can see him over here in a U.S. American military outfit, and nobody said a word on him decades. So they did a good job to hide the Nazis. So anyway, I want to be warned. See, they don't want anybody out here on social media, and I'm told it's because they're afraid of us, and there's not that many of them. So if you put two and two together, they had to create all these robots and computers to do it. There's not that many of them. That's real nice, isn't it? And they're going to survive. And they're going to kill us under what's called laws. It's a global internet information grid. It's an artificial intelligence. And there's AGI, which is artificial general intelligence. It's geospatial. I'm not real sure what some of this means, but it's electronic warfare. And it is coming down from Cheyenne Mountain, which is in Colorado. And this is a hateful, heinous system. If you try to get close to God, they'll take you away. If you go to your Christians, a lot of them will say, you know, they'll blame it all on you and or say that you have the mark of the beast. No. I'm almost certain I know what the mark of the beast is now. It is in their hand and in their forehead. It's a transhumanist. That's what's going on. It's the same thing that happened with the body that they found on the moon, you know, the dark side of the moon. I believe that. That video is a real hard one to tear apart. If you haven't seen it, you ought to look it up. They want everything automated. They want it interactive. They want to interact with it and be collaborated with it. Intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. Why? This system is going to decide who lives and who dies, just like it's doing now. But I know in the beginning, my name was put into the list. It was put into a computer. So, I mean, they got away with murder. So, explains why my lawyer disappeared for 6 weeks. And that's all I'm going to talk about on that area. Because quite honestly, I'm tired of talking about it. So the Jade Helm is a software program, and that's what you're being targeted with. And it was targeted to kill. And there are some that know it. And they say that these little drones go through the air so fast that a lot of them, they can't even grab a picture or film of them. I know when I'm laying on my couch, they're everywhere. These things are just everywhere. So, you have to bear with me there. Anyway, this is what's going on, and I'm gonna be honest, it really, you know, I have to admit, it mirrors what they would call when the Book of Enoch said that they would be back. He said that these would be the fallen ones, the watchers, and you know, I don't know if they've been here all along. Who knows? I've done a lot of research on this, and I don't think a lot of people know. But I'd say that that's what we're dealing with, regardless of what they are. I don't know if these creatures that they hologram in are real or not, but that is what they're doing. They're using AG software system on us, and they're hologramming it. It's in their papers. You have your entire generals and military commands on this. They're giving directives to the computers. They have computer robots giving directives at this point with cognitive software. And they even have these computers are actually hooked to actual brain tissue, the real deal. So this is what they want. I wish them back luck. I wish them a lot of luck. Oh boy. So I mean, this has been the most heinous act that could ever have been perpetrated upon me, and I find out that there are many others. I'm tired of it. I really am sick of it. In the Bible, it does mention that you'll want to die, but they won't. You know, you're not going to be able to. See, it was written for control and by Constantine. This has all been done before under the Gnostics. They complained about the same thing. It's just, you know, what wording we have from them, what information. And they also complained about graves. That's exactly what they hologrammed in on me. So I don't know if the Gnostics, if they were doing the same thing to the Gnostics. It's a good chance because they're all into black magic. And this is deep black projects. So there is a chance on that. You know, it's just kind of sad. You know, I was not a 9/11er, and I wished I had been. If I'd have known all this, I would have stood out there with signs, you know, because if you notice, not all truthers are targeted. So, of course, it's eugenics from the sky, and in a worse way, soft kill with the chemtrails, hard kill with others, military weapons of mass destruction. And here it shows that this Google has all along been a simulating. You know, if you're over there chatting with someone, they very well could be an AI that's killing people and wants to kill you. And then we got the Brain Initiative where they're shooting artificial biology into us so they can remote neuro monitor, neuro the brain, because they brain mapped us. That's opening up God's Book of Life under the Talmud. That's who they are. Data collection, a simulation of global governance, New World Order, quantum supercomputer. Quantum is in the air. They say Satan rules the air. So that's what that's that for that. And I'm just getting started. I still have 1 hour left. I'm going to take a break. I shall return. Okay, targeted individuals, I'm back. And it's time we get real. We know what's being done to us. A lot of people are out here talking about it. But now we are right. We are about out of time. We have over top of our heads what's called Imaru, Immaru. It's a dead star system. It's a second sun. We were not told about it. And it comes in every 3,600 years. Sometimes it comes in every 40 to 70 to 80,000 years. Sometimes millions. It's called the Destroyer, the Frightener, the Planet of the Passings, Marduk, and there's a slew of names depending on the culture that wrote about it. And this was kept hidden from us, among other things. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to start this last hour out with a prayer for targeted individuals, self included. And we're going to pray, Father, I declare that you are the one true God, the Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I ask you to forgive my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. I plead the blood of Jesus over my eyes and ears and over the eyes and ears of my family so we can see and hear the truth. I also plead that for all targeted individuals. And I ask you to shield all of us from all forms of mind control that can enter the eye gates and the ear gates. I declare that we have access to the whole armor of God, according to Ephesians 6, that our loins and our girth about the truth, and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we commit our works unto you. Our thoughts will be establishing according to Proverbs 16:3. And Father God in the high heavens, I ask you to apply the blood of Jesus to any doors that I have opened to the enemy that I'm unaware of. I ask you to reveal these doors to me so they can be closed forever. I take the authority that Jesus Christ gave me over all the power of the enemy, according to Luke 10:19. I stand upon your word in Matthew 16:19, that I have been given the keys to the kingdom, and what I bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what I loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I take authority over the kingdom of darkness in every plane of existence that has access to me, and I bind the power of the enemy to affect me or my family and fellow TIs, and I loose that power of the kingdom of God to form impenetrable shields in every direction, above, below, and all around me in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the promise in your word that says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, according to Isaiah 54:17. I stand upon the 91st Psalm, that no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. The 91st Psalm almost always promises that our holy angels have been given charge over me and my family to keep us all in our way. Father, I ask you to send extra angels for reinforcement during this time of spiritual warfare in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to forgive the sins of all of my ancestors and the ancestors of my children and grandchildren. And I plead the blood of Jesus over my DNA and the DNA of all my descendants, which cleanses our bloodlines of all inequities. I bind the power of any generational or familiar spirits to attach or influence us, and I loose the power of the kingdom of God within us and around us as we keep our commandments, your commandments. I declare that our family tree is now free to walk in the blessings of Deuteronomy 28. And again, I bind the power of all and any generational or familiar spirits that think they're attached to me that are influencing us. I want them to disattach now in the name of the Almighty God in the high heavens and in the name of Jesus Christ. And with that, I say amen. If you want a copy of this, and it's much longer, and there's just many for traumatization, fragmentation, generational curses, evening prayers, morning prayers, let me know. And I'll send it to you, prayers for release, or you can find it yourself in PDF form at the Kingdom Intelligence Briefing. www.mariloulake.com. The author's name is Mary Lou Lake, and she says, this is what witches don't want Christians to know. And that's what you need to do. So that's what I would do. And yes, I believe we have witches on us on various levels. We're also going to, I'm going to talk to you right now about the Book of Enoch. Enoch was the seventh from Adam. Which Adam? I don't know. But he was seventh from Adam. He was also the great-grandfather of Noah. So during the last deluge, whatever you want to call it, a earth-shattering event, he left behind a book. Book of the Watchers, the Book of Enoch, the Secrets. And he talks about these fallen ones. And he said that the 70th generation was going to have this problem. And boy, was he right, because that's us. And he said that he was told to fear not, that he was a righteous man. And it's got to do with the children of earth and the begotten giants. And again, they took out the Book of Giants also because they didn't want us to know. And the spirit of the giants, which is a Nephilim, so that's the spirit of the Nephilim, the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim. They like to afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and they cause trouble. They take no food. This is what we're up against. This is what TIs are dealing with. This is what I've been dealing with, and they have been messing with my head ever since. There came a time about a year and a half ago, at least a year ago, if not longer ago, then I returned, and I was never better than ever, and I moved stupidly, and that's when they came at me with a force when I wasn't looking. So I took my hands off the wheels for a while there, and now I'm being tortured to death. But I'm going to stop talking about that, because you need to look up the Book of Enoch and really think long and hard. Are they causing you affliction? Is this oppressive? Are they trying to destroy? Are they attacking? Are they doing battle, gang stalkers? Are they working destruction on the earth? Are they causing trouble? They take no food. I mean, you think about it. We've been dealing with this a long time. And they have managed to pull the wool over our heads so that we wouldn't know that they were there. That's what I think's going on. And they've done a really good job of pulling the wool over our heads. That's just my humble opinion. But I've been dealing with them, I think, most all my life. I think that's who came by after my grandmother died. I believe it was the local military base. They, you know, were studying, going through walls, doing out-of-body, remote viewing. Heck, my ancestry of Native Americans did that in the 1800s with nothing, and that might be another reason. See, they knew about us as probably before we were born, or as we were born. They were probably watching everybody. We were born into a beast system, and it started at least in the 1950s, if not prior, with CERN. It's a heavy duty, but if you look up CERN and Anthony Patch, he is he's the expert on this. He's good. He knows what's going on. And they have at least 30, if not 40 of them now around the world. So that is has opened portals and stargates and everything else. And it sounds off the charts, but so is our targeting. So when the targeting gets off the charts, you got to go off the charts and think out of the box. And that's been going on all of our lives. But this is our time, and thank God, once again, God will return, and they will go back where they belong, which is down into the pits, the abyss. And I, for one, would like to take them down there personally. But it's supposedly up to others to do that. And I'll just have to wait and see. excuse me. Say that prayer. And they've even had me where they've targeted me even worse when I'm praying. When my minister calls, who's also a detective. And even he's targeted now. And he's been talking for us for years. Scott Hensler. H-E-N-S-L-E-R. Matter of fact, when the call is over, I will put his link. I'll put his links on here. You need to listen to him. He does a lot of shows all on gang stalking. And you got to step out of it because I'm pretty sure this is all real. Last week, I was being targeted very heavily and I was fighting it. And I went outside to paint a pair of steps anyway, even though I'm thrown into what seems like another world. It's in a synthetic biology warfare hell zone while getting attacked with beam weapons and all. So I was out there and something came over me. I had no idea what it was, but I knew it wasn't this. It was totally different. It was pure. It was good. It was wholesome, all goodness, love. I got love immediately. I never felt so much love in my life. And it was heartbroken. It was just painfully heartbroken that I was crying. The next day, I'm driving down the road, getting targeted so badly. And it happened again. And it was the same feeling. And I felt that it was a male and female. Don't know why. I'm just throwing that in. There is a term for that. Not being either. I don't know if it was a group that came in to tell me this while driving. Or it was the Holy Spirit. I don't know. I have asked for it to return to let me know what it was. Nothing's happening right now. I'm going to have to say I have a lot of nerve doing that. It was probably authentic. And it was probably to say that their hearts are breaking because I stopped praying and I turned against God. And I did. And for that, I'm sorry. But this targeting has been that heinous on me that I turned to. You know, nobody deserves this. And I've been a good kid all my life. Very good kid. I was raised properly. And so this should never happen. And it's heartbroken. Now, either it's probably heartbroken for what's being done to us, what's been done to us most of our lives, as well as what's getting ready to happen, and maybe because they really are trying to get our souls. I'm sorry if you don't believe that. Some seem to have a better handle on it. Maybe they're not getting targeted as much. Maybe they kept their allegris down and didn't post a whole bunch. But I was used for that. I didn't come out here and start these websites alone. I realized halfway in that I was being controlled. And I was going to stop, but then I had other TIs that were thank you.